Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents time. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. Oh, wait. That's Luke. I'm Brian. Recombobulating myself again here. We are here in the southern swath of Wisconsin, coming to you off of WAUK 540 AM in the Waukesha area, as well as 101 FM The Shaw. Over in the Madison area, you're at WTTN 1580 AM, as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app. You can always join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a political party up
it's
in here.
It's a political party. We had a holiday weekend party. There's so much fun. It's partying all around, right, Brian?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I just walked into a party right now because I'm used to having a completely empty studio and having nobody in
Brian's
here
got
whatsoever.
His feet up, and he's just like, wait, we're doing some live radio
I
in
never
here?
Wear clothes, and now I have to wear clothes because, you know, we have a whole bunch of people in studio, which is awesome.
Yeah.
We're ramping up our production right now. We just were let in by, and thank you very much, Kristen Bry, As Goes Wisconsin. She's going to be our lead-in going forward on WAUK. For those of you on 1580, if you want to check out Kristen Bry, you can go on the Devil Radio app and check out the 540 stream, the WAUK stream, and you can listen to Kristen Bry during the Tom Hartman program. There's only so many times we can put people in, and Kristen Bry is fantastic. Fantastic lead-in coming into
She's going to be doing a show Monday through Friday, noon to 2, every weekday, out of the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. So you can check her out on social media, on the Shaw's website. So many different ways to stream her program as well. Just one more set of local programming that we're going to be offering for Wisconsin News Talk Radio here on between our fabulous stations that we're growing, Brian.
My goodness. And to that
it's point, a busy time.
To that point, I'm going to be in and out going forward the next month or so.
Yeah, we got some irons in the fire, so Brian's going to be working on a number of things, and I'll be joined by hopefully a number of different guests, as well as having some production support from our excellent team of producers here between the stations as well. And so we'll have you on when you're able, Brian. But
of course, I wanted to let you know that the only thing I'll let you know about that whole thing is how many hosts that are on air, hosts of radio stations, are not going to be on the air tomorrow, let's say, because they're going to go and, I don't know, replace a power module on the transmitter.
Man, you are worth your weight in gold, Brian. I would say
I'm
double
a heavy
your
dude.
I would say double your weight in gold.
I'll take it either way. But I don't say that to complain whatsoever. That's not even a remotely thing. It's more just like oh, no way. This is new stuff and great stuff, and I'm going to be
It's an exciting time here.
New things happen, but there's no air. There's no being on the air if we have no transmitter. So.
Correct. So it's an exciting time here at Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM. And we can't wait to share all of what we're working on as well with people as we're working on it.
Which is why we're going to stop talking about it.
We don't accidentally overshare too much right now. But look, Brian, how was your holiday weekend?
Oh my goodness, I had to stop drinking. I did not have any drinks on the 4th of July because I had done too many the days
leading up to it. Okay.
Yeah. I feel somewhat proud of myself, but I'm not entirely sure that I should be.
See, I'm doing it in moderation, I feel like, is it all is, because the last thing I like about a Monday holiday is then a Tuesday hangover from the said Monday holiday.
That's why I'm really happy.
That's not fun. Today already feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday, so it's got a weird vibe to it going in, and adding a hangover to that while also being responsible for producing news and doing all the other work here at the station, it doesn't mix well. So I avoided that as well.
Yeah, I didn't have any really bad hangovers or anything. It was more just being so tired because I mowed a bunch of lawns. I did a bunch of lawn work. I, you know, went to the mother-in-law's lawn. I have no problem doing that. Love doing it. And but it's exhausting after a while. Plus, I helped set up for the fourth party that I went to. So by the time that happened and get a drink in me, I'm like, I was in the middle of a conversation that I was actually interested in, and I was falling asleep mid-conversation, feeling so bad. Like, I'm not even trying to ignore you. I just can't.
Just tired. Just exhausted.
Can't stay awake. Yeah. Amy was laughing at me on the way home because I was like, hey, hi. It was basically like I was drugged. I slept 12 hours. Anyway, the last hangover I had this weekend, again, slight hangovers, just a little sweats, just a little bit of, you know,
a little headache.
A little bit of water and a little bit of grease can't help.
Yeah.
But I went to a parade, the Oak Creek Parade, and when I moved there, the first thing I was greeted to when I joined the parade that happened to run down where I had moved in there.
Literally right in your neck of the woods because I used to march that parade.
Yeah.
I was in the Oak Creek marching band myself.
Yeah. And it was right like walking distance from my house.
Yep.
So we went in there. We went there and the first day I was there, maybe I honestly moved in like 4 days prior, maybe three. I had slept in there once beforehand and I wake up and I'm like, there's a parade going down my street. It's great. I'm going to start this radio job and it's going to be awesome. And then it's Paul Ryan. And then I remembered that I was in Paul Ryan's district. So
what a lovely reminder.
Little did I know that that would be the highlight of the parade experiences for political candidates from then on, because then Brian Stile has been there and everything like that. So this time I got to see Brian Stile. Interesting enough, the parade had to stall right at the corner where I was.
Yeah.
Because if somebody collapsed up ahead and they were clearing out the area, making sure
hopefully they're all okay. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody was fine. But most candidates, you know, they're in the parade saying hi and shaking hands and, you know, hey, vote for me.
Did he pull a Mark Meadows? Did he just stare at his phone the entire time?
He talked to the people that were handing out stuff around him and did not talk to a single constituent.
Any of the parade goers? He was talking to the people in the parade with him rather than the parade.
When the parade was going, he was like, the machine was like, and now I can shake hands and talk to people, and now I can.
Well, he doesn't really have to talk to anyone in that instance.
We're on a break now. Yeah. We're on a break now. Opposite of that was Becky Clayfish, who could not.
Oak Creek Parade had a lot of candidates, huh?
Yes. Becky Clayfish was being dragged away by her people because she kept on trying. She went up to my daughter and her friend and said, hey, how about a female governor, huh? Wouldn't that be cool? And I'm like, that is awesome. Really good job. I mean, honestly, as a candidate as a political candidate, really good job. And then I said, hey, where's Joel? And she's like, he's down hunting gators. I'm like, yeah, I know. I got to run a replay of his show. He's like, I'm like, yeah, I walk radio. She's like, I know about you. And it was fun. It wasn't mean at all.
It's good. It's good to know that the Clayfish team though knows about our little station.
Well, of course,
Waukesha.
She has to.
Joel, of course.
What's his name? The other Republican that isn't
Kevin Nicholson?
No, Nicholson wasn't there.
Tim Rantham?
No. Less known than that, like Wishman or something. Not Wishman. That's Lieutenant Governor.
No, I think he dropped out of that race. He's on Clayfish's team now. Wishman, I believe.
But then Tim Michaels showed up.
Yeah. So a lot of the heavy hitters.
Heavy hitters, it was Tim and his Michaels. I have to tell everybody that Tim Michaels was indecent in public. And when I say indecent, I'm saying like he was wearing white jeans, okay? And think like 70s Robert Plant. Think like Tom Jones, maybe not so much Tom Jones. But like, I didn't look too much, but I was like, there has to be I'm pretty sure that he's stuffing there. That can't be, that's prosthetic. That has to be. My point is, it was Tim and his Michaels. He's walking around bow legged in these white jeans. David Bowie would have told him, dude, that's a little too much, buddy. Like, it was indecent, and he was walking at everybody's eye like. His crotch was at everybody's eye level.
Yeah, people sit in lawn chairs and stuff for that.
Kids are crying. What is it, mommy? Why? No, I'm
grateful.
I did not shake his
hand.
I didn't shake his hand.
Did he have at least a little bit of a better crowd? You know.
Yeah. I mean, he was walking through and shaking people and saying hi and stuff like that. But I didn't get to see him at the pause.
Gotcha. Pause threw off the robotic nature of Representative Brian Stile.
Yes. He just paused and didn't bother talking to anybody about anything.
Well, and I, my
but
family,
when you have nothing to say, what are you going to do?
Yeah, no, what are you going to do? But my family got together, Brian, pretty close to the events that were on everybody's radar yesterday. With the day before, I was about 20 minutes away from the shooting that took place in Illinois the day before.
Oh, Lord.
One day prior. So I made the drive home on Sunday night, the 3rd, coming back from that region of Illinois. I was literally 20 minutes away from where the shooting that took place yesterday occurred. And so it was the news of the week, having the fun holiday parties, getting together with loved ones, friends, family, celebrating the 4th Independence Day. It was really gut-wrenching to see then all of a sudden me having to wake up and text my family members, my aunts, uncles, and cousins that live in that area of Illinois, hoping that they're okay, because you see the headlines of another mass shooting that occurs in this country on an all-too-frequent basis. And you made an excellent point that Highland Park, where the shooting took place yesterday, the parade at Highland Park. Some people will jump to say, well, that's just typical Chicago. And you pointed out something that I also saw being emulated online yesterday, saying that Highland Park is just typical Chicago and not one of the wealthiest suburbs of not only that region, but the country, is pretty a gross mischaracterization of the community where the shooting happened as well. It's like saying that the Waukesha parade tragedy happened in Milwaukee instead of Waukesha. It's like saying that just chalking it up as typical Chicago violence, as some people like to do, which is gross to begin with, is even grosser. And
yep.
I cannot believe that on our country's birthday, Independence Day, we got to be talking about another mass shooting. And then another shooting incident last night occurred in Philadelphia that had people running away, and two police officers were grazed by bullets because of the guns in this country, Brian. But do you think anybody's talking about door control?
I did note during the parade, I did take a minute to go and think about what I would do, where I'm like, what'll happen here? But then I saw the big gun that came through, and it was Tim and his Michaels.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.